Hi. Last time what we studied was the preliminary brachos. Netilas Adayim, Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, the Birkas HaTorah. This morning we're going to talk about the Birkas HaShachar. Now, if you look in the Rambam, who insists that the way we do it is wrong, and if you look at the Gemara, how were these originally said? At each stage, there was an expression of Hakaras HaTov, of gratitude to God. And we're going to develop what they are and what were the different stages. But I use this term, Hakaras HaTov, gratitude. That really is the underlying principle. There's two underlying principles that you have in the Birkas HaShachar. Number one is this. Rabbeinu Bachya, he wrote a famous work. What was it work? It was called Chovas HaLevavos, Duties of the Heart. And in it, it's a forerunner to the Mora Nevuchim of the Rambam. Great philosophical work, where he was speaking to a Jewish community that lived in a very sophisticated world of Islam. They saw how Islam dealt with philosophy, how they laid out philosophical principles, how they dealt with the world of rationality. You had many Islamic philosophers that were Neo-Aristotelians, Neo-Platonists. So the question was, how does Judaism address the issues that Islam is dealing with? You know, it's very different than today, where you have a very primitive, radical Islam. Whether it's forms of the Shia that you see in Iran and Hezbollah, whether it's some of the Sunnis that you see in Hamas, the Sunnis that you see in other parts of the Arab world. It's a very, very different Islam today that we're exposed to than the Jews were in the time of Rabbeinu Bachya. And Rabbeinu Bachya talks about many great principles. He says that you and I would say are essential, fundamental Jewish principles. Ethical monotheism. Right, the great revolution of Avraham Avinu is this concept of an ethical monotheistic system. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, that Judaism is a religion of chachma, of wisdom, that a Jew categorizes, analyzes, understands, works from a position of thought instead of projecting primitive emotions onto God, onto each other, onto the religion. Shabbos, the notion that we, through our living experience of Shabbos, we testify that God is the Borei Olam, the creator of the universe. Tzedakah. Tzedakah is not just charity and I'm going out of my way to be nice to you. I really believe the assets are not mine. I'm nothing more than a portfolio manager. The word tzedakah is from the word tzedek, right? It's not charity. That's a wrong translation. It's tzedek. These are the conditions that God puts on the assets which belong to God. Ladoshem ha'aretz umloa. Hakol shalach. And these are the conditions that we have in them. So these are all principles, tzedakah, Shabbos, Talmud Torah, keneged kulam, the ethical monotheism, all, you know, Yichud Hashem, the principle of Shema. These are all great universal principles. But you know what Rabbeinu Bachya says? He says there's one principle that is the foundation. It's the sine qua non that is the foundation to everything we are and everything that we do as Jews. And it trumps everything else that we've just discussed. It's the principle of Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov doesn't just mean thank you or gratitude. But Hakaras HaTov means that a Jew has a profound sense, what we would call a shibud, a sense of indebtedness to a teacher, to a parent, to the Almighty, to an employer. There's got to be a profound sense of indebtedness to those who've taken care of us, looked after us, supported us, helped us. And it's a tremendous sense of humility that a Jew has when they live a life of Hakaras HaTov. It's a refined, sensitive human being. To be a Jew is to be homo gratitudinis. I'm making up a Latin term, homo gratitudinis, a profoundly grateful human being. That's what it means to be a Jew. And that's what our theology teaches us, and that's the foundation of everything, says Rabbeinu Bachya in the Chovas HaLevavos. The brachos that we're going to speak about today, that principle, that sine qua non, is what drives Chazal's decision for us to say them, to articulate them each and every day. That's point number one. Point number two is an introduction. It's a famous principle that we know from Shlomo HaMelech. We mentioned it last time. From the Sefer Mishlei, what Chazal referred to as the Book of Wisdom, the Book of Chachma. What does Shlomo say in Sefer Mishlei? B'chol derachecha da'ehu. in every approach, in every aspect of your life, know God. Whether it is the workplace, the bedroom, the kitchen, social discourse, the table, in every aspect of our life, whether it's sales, whether it's our relationship to our employer or as an employer to our relationship to our employee, whether it's as a parent, as a child. B'chol derechei hodayehu. Where do you see that? You see that throughout tefillah. You see that through the concept of mea brachos, of the notion that Chazal instituted multiple brachos for multiple different phenomena that we encounter throughout the course of the day. So you've got this one sense of having a profound sense of gratitude, and on the other hand, this notion of knowing God in every aspect of our lives, encountering Him, engaging Him. Let's look at the brachos. So if these different stages, and we said in the intro that the Rambam halacha lamasa says this, we the Bnei Ashkenaz don't follow the Rambam. I don't believe that the Bnei Svar do either. But the Rambam says the notion of just saying them one after another, like a machine gun, rattling them off in shul, that's a bracha levatala. These brachos are meant to be articulated when we experience the phenomena through the process of just getting up and being able to function. That's the way it was done by Chazal at the end of Masechta Brachos, which is the source for these brachos. Asher nasan nasech v'yivin elavchim ben yom uvein laila. Right, this whole notion of the internal body clock, that the internal alarm clock that the rooster has. The ability to discern between darkness when you can't function in the beginning of the day. What else? And we're going to skip a couple and come right back to them. Pokeach Ivrim, the ability to see. In Chazal say that a blind person says Pokeach Ivrim. Because even if I can't see myself, the fact that others can see enables them to help me, enables me to function, you know, as a function of their sight. But just the ability to use your eyes and to see. Malbish harumim, the ability when we put on clothing. In other words, there's a system that we can be warm, that we can maintain, first of all, our dignity through clothing. Number two is that our body heat is kept in and that we can function that way. So that what? So that we're able to go out into the world and function. Matir asurim, when we sit up, that the spine works. The ability that we can have the sense of being able to sit up, you know, so that there's a dignity to the human being, that we can function, that our lungs can work properly. So kev kufim, that we can stand up, that the spine works, the ability that it can function. You see someone who has a terrible, terrible hunchback, the inability to function, you know, the ability to conduct affairs, to see, to engage. Rokar etzalamayim, the ability that we have, we can stand and we don't lose our balance. You know, we take it for granted, but the amount of enzyme reactions that are required for someone to stand up and not lose their balance, it's a huge, you know, from a biological point of view, from a medical point of view, it's a tremendous chesed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us. You look at someone who's suffering from Parkinson's or from other diseases, and they don't have their balance. You can't function as a human being. Little things that we take for granted, the ability to sit up, the ability to stand up, the ability to maintain our balance. Sh'asa li kol tzarki, shoes. There's the notion that we can go out into the world, that we can traverse wherever we need to traverse and function in the world, and that our feet are protected, that we can do that. Hamechin mitzadei gaver, that we can take the steps that are necessary to function, that we can move, we can move in a meaningful pace, that we can accomplish. All of these are rooted in Akaras HaTov. Now we skipped a couple. What did we skip? Shelo asani goy. One gear says shelo asani nachri, that God did not make me a Gentile. What does that mean? Shelo asani oved, that I did not make me an eved, that my status is as a Jew, not as an eved. What does that mean? And shelo asani isha, a man says that my status is a male, not as a female. Now, there's one question that we have with all of these. There's nothing wrong with being a Gentile, with being a Nachri or a Goy. There's nothing wrong with being an Eved or with being an Isha. A Jew has no more Kedusha than what? Than a Gentile. I apologize, what I said is wrong. A Jew is no more human than a Gentile. When it says that Adam, that humanity was created B'Tselem Elokim, and I'm taking the approach of the rove, the large multitude of Rishonim. This thing, that what I'm going to say now, Rabbi Yehuda, Levi, and the Kuzari would disagree, but the large preponderance of Rishonim would concur with this. And that is what? Every human being is precious, that they were created B'Tselem Elokim, in God's image, that we have an abstract intellect, that we have an intellect that can perceive and understand and know. So if that's the case, why am I saying that God didn't create me a Gentile? A Gentile? Look, Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, our progenitors, our role models, our patriarchs and matriarchs, according to the French and German Rishonim, they were not B'nai Yisrael. Their status was B'nai Noach. They were B'nai Noach plus, who adopted extra mitzvahs upon themselves, but they were B'nai Noach. And we look up to them as our role models. So what does that mean, Shalom Sani Goy? The idea is this. In this idea, we're going to say for all three, as we analyze all three brachos. Unlike the principle that exists in Western civilization, that autonomy is the most cherished phenomena. My personal rights are autonomy. In Judaism, in our Weltanschauung, our Hashkafas Olam, our Jewish way of looking at the world, there's an R word, not rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, but responsibility. In Hebrew, we'd say hischaivus, achrayus, that we are bound, that it's not just mekabel shamayim, ol malchus shamayim, that we are bound and responsible. As Jews, that is the greatest phenomena. It's the whole idea of gadol ha-mitzuvah v'osa, mimi she'eno mitzuvah v'osa. Greater is the one who's commanded than one who's not. The sense that I am bound and committed and responsible in my relationship with God to not just the category of sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, seven, but perfected ethical monotheism, 613. And it's not just a numerical quantitative jump from 7 to 613. Qualitatively, my responsibility to God, I thank Him for that. I thank Him that every day I am someone who is bound and committed to that system. And inherent in my existence is a responsibility to that system of ethical perfected monotheism. That's the idea of Shalom Sani Goy. And just to develop that, what does it mean that chosen? Again, if a Jew is not any better than a Gentile, we're all created in God's image. We all have an abstract intellect. I'm not necessarily better than a Gentile. I'm for sure not better than Avram and Sarah. And they were Gentiles and I was Jew. And I'm a Jew, at least according to the French and German Rishonim. So what does it mean, Shalom Sani Goy? What does a chosen mean? Chosen does not mean that we are better. Chosen means we were chosen to do a mission. We are chosen to lead a life, to conduct ourselves according to the system of Torah, of Taryag Mitzvos, as individuals and as a society, a greater society, to conduct ourselves according to the system of Taryag. That notion of chosenness, that we are chosen to transform the destiny of humanity. We were chosen to engage in a covenant of perfected ethical monotheism, which means that we create a society that will be a role model and that will be an or lagoyim, a light unto the nations, as Yeshayahu would say. That's what it means to be chosen. What does it mean, Shalosani Ovid? An Ovid or Shivcha is a very high madrega. See, there's a big mistake. People translate it as a slave. It's not a slave. In order for someone to have a familial relationship, which enables this person who was a Gentile, and after they convert, they go to the mikvah, they're mekabel all mitzvos, they accept upon themselves a system. They're leaving the status of being a Gentile and going to Kedushas Eved Kanani. You realize if that person is part of the family of Kohanim, even though they weren't born a Kohen, they were born a Gentile, they eat truma. They eat kudshim with the family. It's a very high madrega. And it can only work if the man or woman is willing to convert. According to the one opinion in Masech Gittin, in Perakah Sholeach, that conversion to Kedushas Eved Kanani, once that person has gone to the mikvah and been mekabel ol mitzvos, they have the status of a burgeoning Jew. Meaning what? You don't need a second going to the mikvah for them to become Jewish. Once they receive their shichrur, their emancipation, that they no longer have the responsibilities to the family that they were committed to, they automatically become Jewish after the shichrur. No second conversion. There was one conversion. That was when they left the status of being a Gentile to becoming an Eved. But Avadim Kenanim or Shifcha Kenanis, these people are not obligated in certain mitzvahs. And the fact that they're obligated in all the losases, the thou shalt nots, the sins, what we call the sins of commission, where they have to refrain from violating an Avera, they have to refrain from violating Shabbos, violating Kashrus, these phenomena, the fact that they're obligated in those mitzvahs, so that is a greater relationship with God, a greater personal covenant with God than being a Gentile, but less of a covenant than the Jewish people have. So we say Shelo Asani Oved, because it's not the level of a Jew. What Shelo Asani Isha? A woman and a man, when it comes to Kedushas Yisrael, the sanctity of being part of the Jewish people, the legal status of being Jewish, there's no distinction. It's gender neutral. No distinction between an Ish and an Isha. But there are 14 categories of the 613. Of the 613, there are 14 mitzvos asei shazman grama. Mitzvos where women have an exemption. Because the zman is the mechayiv. The time is what generates the obligation. They have an exemption. What men say is, when they say Shelo Asani Isha, that I'm bound in these categories as well. That I'm responsible in these categories as well. That's what is being said. We thank God for that sense of being responsible, for that sense of commitment, for that sense that it's not something which is a choice, that if I choose to, if I don't choose to, no, that I wake up every day and this is part of my relationship with God. That we thank God for, Shelo Asani Isha. Following the same theme as Shelo Asani Oved, the same theme as Shelo Asani Nochri. That's not talking about gratitude for certain physical phenomena. That's talking about gratitude for my state, my relationship with God. Then at the end, we have a number of brachos. Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. What's Ozer Yisrael Bigvura, which translates as he girds us with strength? Especially when there's a bracha that says, Hanosein la ya'ev koach, God who gives strength to the weary. What's the difference between Hanosein la ya'ev koach and Ozer Yisrael Bigvura? So the Rav used to say. Hanosein la ya'ev koach means that we have the ability, the strength to go out and accomplish. Physically, we might be able to do it, but do we have the energy level? That's Hanosein la ya'ev koach. What's Ozer Yisrael Bigvura? It's a psychological state. That God gave us the fortitude. What is Gevura? Gevura here doesn't mean strength, it means the Mishnaic definition of Gevura. Ezehu Gibor, who is someone that is a Gibor? Hakovesh Es Yitzro. Someone who is in control of their emotions, who's in control of their drives. And we thank God that He gave us the ability to control our ego, to control our instincts, to channel and sublimate them for positive benefits, not that they be destructive, disjunctive emotions, not that they be destructive, disjunctive instincts. He gave us, He girded us, as He enveloped us, He gave us the ability to control, to lasso, to channel our various emotions and drives. That's Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. What's Oter Yisrael Betifara? Betifara? God who crowned us with majesty. When a person puts on the tefillin shalrosh and the talis, you know, the tefillin shalrosh. In other words, what is that? It's a person who's there. They've got a unique, distinct relationship with God. When you put on the tefillin, you're wearing miniature Sifrei Torah. You're wearing the Shem Hashem, God's name. So what happens? What we have is that we have a state where we're not just a human being, but we're a human being who's engaged, who's focused as on a godly lifestyle. That we actually envelop ourselves in something that's a constant reminder of a godly lifestyle. The tzitzis of the talis, the tefillin on the arm, and the tefillin on the head. And once we've been completely adorned in that, first you put on the talis and the tefillin shalyah, then finally the crown. Pe'erecha chavosh alecha, as God says to Yechezkel, your crown shall be bound on your head. What do we say? Oter Yisrael b'tifarai. He's crowned us with majesty and glory. That's that bracha. So we thank, we express gratitude for physical phenomena. We express gratitude for a certain legal state, a certain inherent relationship with God. Those are shalos ani nachri, shalos ani isha, alved shalos ani isha. We also thank God, oter yisrael b'sifara. And what? Ozer yisrael b'gvura. Not just for physical phenomena, but he gave us a mind, an intellect that can control and sublimate and channel the psyche. We're going to, next time, complete the Birkos HaShachar. And after we complete the Birkos HaShachar, what we'll do next time is we're going to engage in Psukei DeZimra. A crucial, crucial component of our relationship with God is Psukei DeZimra. That we'll address next time. Thank you.